And welcome back to the NutriMedic Report. And lots of things are going on. I'm watching the White House, and it's like watching everything going in super fast motion. It's amazing. this week, Donald Trump is meeting with Theresa May, the interim Prime Minister of Britain. He's meeting with Mr. Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. He's meeting with the President of Mexico. He met with the construction trades yesterday. They had apparently quite a time with the photo op in the White House. And even people that were on the other side that were supporting Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are coming out later in video with kudos for Trump. So he's going to win them over. And you'll see a lot of issues, especially on things like infrastructure. And when he starts to accomplish things like health care, make sure that everybody actually has health care insurance, people don't realize there's around 12 million people that don't have it. And those people that do have Obamacare can't afford either the co-pays or the deductibles. So, I mean, it is disaster city. And our international policies, he's fixing those. I mean, he's not beholden to anybody. And I'm amazed. I think literally in his first week, he's accomplished more than the 8 years that Obama did, or even George Bush. And you can be certain that when he said there's a reset with Russia, Russia's going to build down their nuclear forces. We're going to get a stabilization of Europe without the rise of a European superstate and trans-European military that's not unnecessary and dangerous provocation to Russia. Harley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Let's rock and roll. We have lots of stuff to cover today, so let's get on with it.
All right, well, you know, a lot of what you said is very useful in terms of a start. There are two things that Trump really has to do that will consolidate his situation. And if he doesn't do it, he's leaving himself open to a very severe counterattack from the neocons, because they do intend to counterattack. And here's the issue.
Right.
You have an alliance right now between George Soros and a grouping in the Republican Party, including the old Bush crowd and John McCain. Many people don't realize this, but McCain is and has been very close to Soros for a long time. In 2001, when McCain set up something called the Reform Institute, which has been responsible for some of the dumbest things that have come from him, it was funded by Theresa Hines, the wife of John Kerry, and George Soros.
Oh, wow.
And at Davos 2 years ago, Soros and McCain went off for a half hour for a discussion behind a bar somewhere. Now, the person who's focusing properly on the Soros-McCain connection is Jared Kushner, who has been under attack by Soros. Soros' son called him out as almost calling him an anti-Semite, even though Kushner is an Orthodox Jew.
That's pretty hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, no, because Soros and his networks are the most evil crowd on the planet. But the problem is, and this is the weakness, the blindness on our side, is that a lot of the neocons and the right-wing conservatives are tied to them. Not that they agree on the direction, except what they do agree on is that we can't allow any other country to interfere with their ability to make fortunes. And so here's what I think. I was just on with Mr. LaRouche earlier today, and he made this point very forcefully. The hearings last week of the Treasury Secretary designee Mnuchin show the problem that Trump has to deal with. Mnuchin lied when he said that the Federal Reserve reported that Glass-Steagall would harm liquidity to the banks. The actual statement from the Federal Reserve report is that Dodd-Frank is hurting the liquidity in the banks, because Dodd-Frank basically cuts off all the regional banks, the savings banks, and so on, to allow all the money to flow into the big banks.
Now, why would he make a statement like that, which can be plainly proven by even a first-year economics student?
Well, because so far no one's brought it up except us, because the people in the Congress don't think this way, and the media's totally with him because he seems to be someone who's on the side of Wall Street. Mnuchin is. So he's getting a pass, whereas if someone brings up the size of the crowd, they don't get a pass. So, you know, here's the point.
In other words, you're talking about a chink in the armor of Trump, is to allow this kind of thing to go through, where during the first 100 days, they should have passed this Glass-Steagall, because if they don't put the firewall between the real economy and the artificial, a lot of the things he's going to do in the long run won't work.
Well, and that's exactly the point, because if you allow a submarine from Wall Street to get into your naval yard, they're going to destroy whatever you're building, no matter how good it is. And this submarine right. has to be taken out. It has to be put in dry dock and the people on board put in prison. Now, the key on this Mnuchin question, it's not just that he's Goldman Sachs, because some of the Goldman Sachs people are sort of being neutralized by Trump. The problem is that he, in particular, was put in there to protect the Dodd-Frank bill and to stop Glass-Steagall from being brought back.
Do you think there's any way of a backdoor of LaRouche getting through to him through a back door to say, bad policy, this is anti-Trump, in other words, it's an anti-Trump policy?
Well, sure, because, and here's the point, that's what I'm doing right now, because talking to you gets to people all over the country who can talk to people, who know people, who are tied to people, and so on. The problem with this Mnuchin question is that he is the submarine on the economy. Wow. And he's going to do whatever he can to stop Glass-Steagall. Now, this is, it's not just a vulnerability that Trump doesn't understand it, because I think Trump is somewhat wary of these guys. Here's the problem. What Mnuchin said is that if the liquidity dries up, the economy crashes. He didn't quite put it that way, but that's, you read between the lines, that's the threat. This is being held over the head of Trump. Don't do anything rash. We've got a stock market rally going. People on Wall Street are comfortable with you. Pass the tax cuts, but drop the stuff on Glass-Steagall. Now, if Trump goes along with that, then he's leaving himself open, because there's no way he can create the jobs that he needs to create to deliver his promises to his constituents. Now, on the positive side, you mentioned the meeting he had with labor officials. Bernie Sanders came out and praised him for dumping the TPP. Trump did something that he said he would do, and then he did it. No Trans-Pacific Partnership.
You know what would be a good move is to actually not only bring in the LaRouche Foundation more closely with him as advisors, but to advise on specific issues where there's common ground with Bernie Sanders, and do an open photo op on it.
Well, and this is why it was important. The person who was questioning Mnuchin on Glass-Steagall was Maria Cantwell. She's one of the few senators that has consistently supported a Glass-Steagall return in the Senate. Cantwell's got to get together with Sanders, with some of the Republicans, including the Republicans in the House who have been supporting a call for return to Glass-Steagall. And we've got to get a bipartisan mobilization. On our website, on LaRouchePact.com, we are circulating a petition. You can find it under the Glass-Steagall and the activation section of LaRouchePact.com.
Yeah, I have this link. The link will be posted up here right after the show.
Okay, good. Because we've got to get an avalanche of support for Glass-Steagall. Trump, I think, won the election based on three things. One, his opponent was a hideous example of all the problems that people are suffering from in terms of arrogance, in terms of a sense of entitlement, and so on. Two, his anti-war, anti-regime change policy. Not that he's not going to defend the country, but he said, we're not defending the country when we're going into these arbitrary wars that are no-win wars.
Right, and wasting a lot of money, too, and a lot of blood and treasure.
Well, and also turning people against us around the world.
Right.
And three, the attack on Wall Street, get rid of free trade agreements, and get rid of the speculation that occurred as a result of the repeal of Glass-Steagall. Now, there's a crew around Mnuchin who are saying to Trump, you stay with us, you give us, you listen to us, we'll take care of you. If the stock market goes up, everything will be fine. That's the same thing Alan Greenspan said to Bill Clinton in 1993, right after Clinton came in, when Clinton said he was going to spend a lot on infrastructure. Greenspan said, you keep the markets happy and everything will be fine. Now, what happened? By the end of Clinton's term, you had three blowouts. You had the Asia crisis in 97, the Russian bond crisis default in 98, and then the dot-com bubble popped in 2000. So all of Greenspan's promises amounted to nothing.
Right.
Now, what are these guys saying to Trump? You give us the tax cut, you leave things in place, and that's what we need. Now, one of the things that I will quote a specific person on this, because he said it on a radio show with me, but Roger Stone, who's very close to Trump and who's under enormous attack right now by the neocon left-wing bloggers, press, and so on.
Right.
Roger said that he would be sorely disappointed if within the first 100 days Dodd-Frank is not gone and Glass-Steagall reinstated. Now, the key with Dodd-Frank is that that's what's cutting the liquidity. Dodd-Frank has given loopholes to the speculators you can drive Abrams tanks through.
Right.
They can do anything they want with derivatives. The so-called Volcker Rule has not been enforced. It's not been fully drafted. All it does is say that trading firms can't trade in their on their own name. So they figure out ways to do it. They get cutouts in the shadow banking system that they're able to trade. So they've gotten around the proprietary trading act that was part of the Volcker Rules. So Dodd-Frank leaves in place the whole system. And, of course, Barney Frank is a traitor. And Chris Dodd has never met a Wall Street guy he didn't want to kiss his rear end. So the two of them drafted a legislation that stopped motion toward Glass-Steagall and gave the bankers everything they wanted. So to sum this first point up, the good that Trump has done with the attack on Trans-Pacific Partnership, and LaRouche today said that was really good. He deserves congratulations for it. But let's get moving on the real issue, protecting the economy from the speculators and firming up his position by starting to create jobs. If he does that, then all these sore losers running around screaming and calling on burning down the White House and assassinating him. You know, The Guardian had this column of a guy who said, well, if Trump gets assassinated, won't matter too much because the Congress will still function. So you have this kind of stuff openly being discussed. Do you remember how the press went crazy when anyone said anything bad about Obama?
No.
But with Trump, you can call for him being killed. And
yeah. Well, I think that some of the things that are going on now should have actually resulted in arrest. Like Madonna should be arrested. It would send a real good, strong message when you say you're going to blow up the. Because there could be somebody out there that's psychotic or sociopathic that would actually do it.
Yeah, like Madonna. She's pretty psychotic.
Right.
But no, I think the point is that Trump, on the security question, look, this guy, General Kelly, is very competent. His defense secretary, Mattis, everyone I've talked to is extremely impressed with him. I'm talking about European military people. There's a guy, General Kuyat, who used to be the inspector general of the German army. He said, I worked with Mattis. Mattis is top-notch. You don't find a better general's general than this guy. So the security team is in place. There's some people fretting about Flynn. I think they should just drop it. Flynn is going to do the job. He's not going to go with a jihad against Muslims. Flynn is going to make sure we crush ISIS. And Flynn is on the point of Trump's team to work with the Russians. Now, the other thing, Bill, that I think is really important that has not been covered very much in the U.S., is Trump is rethinking the whole question of China following his meeting with Jack Ma,
right,
the CEO of Alibaba. Ma gave a beautiful speech at Davos, where usually you have rich people talking about how great they are and how wonderful they are and how they care about LGBT questions and things like that. What Ma said is, look, you guys had globalization. You were the only power in the world. And what did you do? You frittered away the opportunity to change human history. Instead, you speculated. You went to war. You bankrupted your country. Now let's get on a different course. And Ma met with Trump before Davos. And apparently they had an extremely good relationship. I mean, one of the things with Trump is that he bases a lot of what he does on how he can trust someone, how he gets an intuitive sense of someone can be trusted.
Yeah, after you talk to him a while, that's part of the art of the deal, isn't it?
Sure. And he had a kind of sense about Jack Ma And so he's instructed some of these China bashers to pull back. And he said, let's see what happened over the next couple of months. The Chinese extended the offer now that the TPP is gone. They said, well, we'd like you to join the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, which Obama tried to destroy.
Well, you know that the TPP was specifically to box in China and actually create a trade war with China.
Yeah.
So the fact that Trump took it off should actually be a positive thing rather than a negative thing. It should be all-inclusive. It shouldn't be, you know, we're just going to have either – and you don't need a block trade. You need an individual trade, even with these smaller nations. The idea of a block trade with a separate court and et cetera that makes our government vestigial and our elected officials vestigial is ridiculous.
Well, and the other thing that the Chinese have now said is they're prepared to invest in U.S. infrastructure. They're saying they will take some of their treasuries and turn them into bonds to invest in U.S. infrastructure. And this completely flipped out some of the anti-China people because they said, why would they make such a good offer to us? They're not insane. They don't want to
My sister's husband is from Shenzhen, and these were the bankers in China before they were. Most of his relatives were shot in the back of the head by the Communist Party back in the late 1940s, and they're smart people. One of the aphorisms they call them is the Jews of the Far East. They're good at business, and Ma knows that if he makes 1 million jobs in America, it's probably going to make 12 million jobs in China, and he knows that we're basically like Siamese twins. We're kind of trade interlocked. And the idea that we consider going to war over the South China Sea, we're not collaborating on, say, selling a liquid natural gas to China and giving them clean technology so they can get clean coal so that they can actually see the sun and look at the stars at night instead of there's so much pollution they have to close down driving and industry. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? And we need to also collaborate. Bill, why don't we hire their scientists and their engineers, which they have tons of now, to build our high-speed rail? Bring over a few hundred of them.
This is what the Chinese call win-win.
Right.
One of the things they said to Trump, Xi Jinping said this to Trump in their short initial conversation, why don't we get together and discuss what are the steel needs of the United States? You need steel. You don't have a steel industry that can produce for it. Instead of attacking us, accusing us of dumping, let's work out a fair trade agreement so that you can get the steel that you need at good prices while you rebuild your steel industry. And Trump, again, was somewhat taken aback at that because he said, well, that's a pretty good deal. We should talk about it.
Right.
So if the people around Trump are able to get him through this problem with Mnuchin, and LaRouche put out a statement saying Mnuchin has to go, he's got to be dumped. Didn't we just vote to get rid of these kinds of people, the Goldman Sachs speculators? Don't let him back in. Maybe he played a good role in the campaign, bringing some funds in and other things like that. But it's a quid pro quo. He expects something.
Well, I would go one step further. I think that we need to have what we call Trump discipline. It's better to take somebody like Mnuchin and say, no, we're not going to do this, Mnuchin. We're going to do a trade policy where when I have people like Ma come in and want to make a deal, we don't have these big barriers like Glass-Steagall. Because Glass-Steagall, what it does, it puts money into speculation rather than international trade.
You mean Dodd-Frank?
Well, what I'm saying, to Dodd-Frank, so instead of when you put in Glass-Steagall, it allows you to start funneling money in to bring in, say, engineers and build infrastructure and collaborative partnerships, private-public partnerships, to actually build infrastructure with even treasury notes coming in from China. I mean, this is one more reason why we would never go to war, because we're even more interlocked in this kind of international financial embrace.
Yeah, and this is where someone like Trump, as a businessman, can think about this in a different way, because he's not worried about buttering someone's bread. He's worrying about what's good for the country.
Oh, yeah. And unfortunately, there's both Democrats and Republicans that are still freaked out by the fact that he's frozen new hiring in the Fed, in the Federal Service, except for the military, and he's going to build it down by 20%. They're all, oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose money, including Republicans.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've got to let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
So, Harley, you know, the situation is good. I mean, I've heard that they de-escalated the idea of a trans-European military, which wouldn't work anyway. We need to re-engineer what NATO is. I personally think NATO should include Russia. I think that they're on the back doorstep. Why don't they include them so they can work on their trans-European plans, which can actually de-escalate things that happen. There's a number of places where the vast majority of the population are Russian, like Crimea and eastern Ukraine. I don't see a problem with it moving more into the sphere of Russia because it's ancient, you know, Russian territory. But I do not think that Russia has any intention Russia's history historically has no intention of expanding their empire and then taking over Europe. They have no intention of being like a greater Russia that literally goes to the Indian Ocean or all the way to the Atlantic Ocean and kind of takes over Europe. It's not. That's just not in the,
well,
in the cards.
That's the old. That's the old British geopolitical design. But yeah, think about what Trump said. He said, first of all, NATO should be joining the fight against terrorists, and they're not really doing it.
No, of course NATO not, because terrorism
troops.
Is actually...
They have some troops.
Terrorism is good for business, isn't it?
Around the Middle East.
Right.
They have some troops spread around, but they're not committed to the fight because the U.S. is not committed to the fight.
Well,
Trump is saying we should work with Russia to crush ISIS, and the Europeans should join us. So that's a completely different strategic conception. Now, the idea of a European defense connected to the EU, I mean, the EU can't do anything. You know, in Italy, you just had another earthquake. You had an avalanche. You had a number of people killed. And the day that occurred, the EU told the Italian government they're spending too much money.
Right.
Now, these guys are so tone deaf. They don't even realize they're saying to the Italians, they're giving them the finger. They're saying,
yeah, they're not
going to
let them rebuild their waterways, their buildings. I mean, the rock buildings, they can make them earthquake proof and actually allow the historical buildings to be rebuilt in a way, but they're also going to be earthquake proof. We have Leo Zagami on every Thursday. He wasn't on last week, but he'll be on this Thursday. And what people need to understand is there's a seamount off the coast of Italy that's never been this active, that's likely to blow and could wipe out the entire eastern seaboard of Italy. Mount Vesuvius is active. All these volcanoes and earthquakes all over the planet are really active now.
Yeah.
And the problem is that they don't have the money to rebuild their cities, and they're saying, well, Brussels is saying, well, we're not going to give you money in this budget. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. And at the same time, what really needs to happen is if they refocus on their intel, and the biggest defect, I think, right now is intel. Because when you look at this guy that did this truck attack down in, they had tons of intel on this guy. He came in from Tunisia, burned down the building they were in Italy, was put in prison 2 years, and then took a train up to Germany and started recruiting people to get weapons and technology in order to cause terrorism in Germany. It's like,
Bill, I'm gonna disagree with you on that. The problem is not intel. The problem is intent. They don't.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
They
had the intel, but they didn't have the intent to actually operate on the intel.
They have some very good intelligence people, but the political elites of Europe are focused on one thing, which is destroying any tendency towards national sovereignty in Europe.
Yeah.
And if you do that, then how are you going to be able to say to people, oh, don't worry, Europe will defend you, when it's clear that the Europeans have no intention of defending countries because they're actually the problem?
I used the wrong term. I didn't mean intel. It's intent to use the intel. And the fact that they didn't actually, to me, is a form of, a crime by omission. It's really, really bad. I mean, that they would let this happen. And the same thing goes, to redirect NATO isn't going to be a big budgetary issue. It's just going to be an intent issue, like you say.
So Mrs. LaRouche just wrote an article where she said the enemy of the United States is not Russia, it's Britain. Because if you look at what sabotaged NATO, what sabotaged the EU, it's been the City of London and its alliance with Wall Street.
Right.
And so you've got this problem in Europe, where the whole of Europe is starting to move away from the EU. There's Brexit. There was the Italian vote against the Prime Minister Renzi, whose government fell.
Right.
So there's a possibility for a significant change in Europe, and Trump is orienting toward that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think he's going to help foster it, but I think it's a made-in-Europe solution, though, isn't it?
Well, there are solutions.
Yeah. But you're right. It's intent, not intel. Good correction. Back in a minute. Are we dancing?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So this first week of Trump is really shaping up. I'm hoping that you'll get some position statements from the Roos Foundation through to Donald Trump on that. I'm preparing a video on some additional things that need to be done to really fix health care, to make it better than any socialist system like Canada and Europe to fix there. But without the Glass-Steagall, you're not going to have the flow through of capital for infrastructure and for other programs. And it's going to flow through to the big banks that are just going to get bigger and more profitable by just buying each other and consolidating. It's not going to work. It'll make the stock market continue to rise, but it doesn't mean the average person will have capital out there, or businesses to, or the government to actually have the capital to do what they want to do. It's crazy.
Well, they'll be more profitable until the bubble pops. You know, I just was reviewing Greenspan's statement in 1995 and 6. When he was asked if there's an irrational exuberance around the stock market. And Greenspan went through a lot of fancy language to basically say, no, this is not a bubble. And he said it again after the bubble popped in Asia. And then again under Bush Jr., when he was facilitating the buildup of the housing bubble, when he was working with FHA and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and with the too big to fail banks, again, he said, this is not a bubble. So here's a guy who's considered the guru. I think that was the name of the book Woodward wrote about him, or the magician or something like that. Here's a guy who everyone thought was conservative, thoughtful, knew what he was doing, and he proved four times he was an idiot. Right. And the problem with a bubble is when you're inside the bubble, you have this sense of, you have this exuberance, you have this testosterone rush. You know, why do you think they used to put Maria Bartiromo on at 7 in the morning with her blouse half undone? So when Wall Street traders were on their elliptical trainers, they were going nuts thinking about all the stocks they're going to buy. This testosterone rush, it's very much like, and same thing with cocaine. Why are so many traders on Wall Street also cocaine addicts? Because they're going for a high. They're not thinking about, what does this mean for a family in Youngstown, Ohio, or in Waco, Texas? They're thinking about, what's my bottom line for tomorrow? Will I be able to go take a round-the-world trip in 3 weeks?
Yeah, in other words, can I make a 300% profit so that for me and for my buddies, not for the average American, things are going to be good?
And this is the problem with the trading system. And we used to have prohibitions against this. This is what Hamilton, in fact, the first Treasury Secretary of the United States, warned about. He basically said, if you don't have manufacturing, then you're going to have a certain section of the population in banking who will profit at the expense of others, as opposed to using their access to capital, what we would call today liquidity, to facilitate the growth of the whole economy.
Right.
And so the Hamiltonian idea, which was embraced by Abraham Lincoln, who learned it through John Quincy Adams, it was part of what FDR was trying to do with limited success, but some success in the 30s. It's what Kennedy was doing with the NASA program, and also strategically when he realized he had to fight against the deep state. Now, Kennedy took seriously what Eisenhower said on the way out the door about the military-industrial complex.
Right.
And now what do we see today? Brennan, Clapper, these guys who, if they weren't so consistent, you'd say they were incompetent. But their consistency shows that this is their intention.
Yeah, this is a
they
pattern.
They did
this
build up ISIS.
Yeah.
They built up ISIS. They want to have a military buildup on Russia's border. They basically are betting that they can get Putin to back off. And all the evidence we have shows that Putin is not an enemy of the United States, but he's not going to be a pushover for these guys.
Right.
So what do we have? We have, you know, Saturday Night Live now with Alec Baldwin doing his stupid Trump imitations, and you got this guy coming on as Putin with no shirt talking about how he owns the United States. You know, this is an attempt to brainwash the American people so they're not capable of following through on their gut instinct, which is that everything they're being told by the media is wrong. That's the gut instinct of most people. That the false news is coming from CBS, NBC, from CNN, even from Fox. You know, you have this growing sense that you have to look outside the mainstream, outside the bubble. But people in the bubble say, oh, those are the deplorables. Those people who think that way are conspiracy theorists. They're losers. And so you have this sense that they can continue to steal and put the future in danger because they don't think there's opposition. Now then, Trump beat them. Trump won the election.
But not only that, he's moved the media office out from the White House up to a building beside it, four times larger. He's going to let, I'm sure, town hall people and alternative media and organizations like yours to ask questions of the press secretary. So it's going to be a different game.
Yeah. Well, and the important thing is that, you know, people who say, well, he didn't win the popular vote, that's not the way U.S. elections are run.
Well, not only that,
a
good part of the popular vote, and I know this in California, they quote 800,000 in the last 2 years got licenses. More people got licenses that were illegals, And they told him to use a motor voter rule, including Obama on video, to actually go to the voting booth. So that's 800,000. What I've heard is the actual real number accumulative is 2.8 million just in California of illegals that actually could vote.
Let's face the reality of it. There's voter manipulation on both sides, but that's not
really
the point.
No, it's not on both sides. That's actually not true. The actual analysis is some of the votes were eight times more of people repeatedly voting in Detroit that were voting Democrat. So it's almost exclusively on the Democratic side.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I'll tell you what matters is I keep quoting this about the popular vote, just like, you know, Al Gore. But the problem is the reason why they have the college is to make sure that all areas of the country are covered. Otherwise, there'd only be about three or four territories.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
Let's not get distracted by the talking points of the enemy. The enemy's talking points are that there's voter manipulation, voter fraud. The fact is everyone went into this election understanding that the president will be chosen by the Electoral College.
Exactly.
And Bill Clinton has been kicking his wife in the rear end for the last 4 months, telling her, you should have listened to me, because Bill Clinton said, you got to go to Michigan.
He even did it on camera, and she didn't listen even on camera. It's amazing. Here's Bill Clinton, who's a much more social person, why he got elected twice, and he tried to talk to his wife even on camera, and she didn't listen. I mean, that's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
See, this to me is the point that people who want to be defenders of Trump should stick to. That you knew the rules of the game. You have to get 270 electoral college votes.
Right.
So you organize a campaign to do that. You didn't do it, so shut up and go back to work. Now, secondly, the Democrats, even though, let's say it's true they got more votes, Hillary got more votes, on state and local races, they lost their shirt. Because
they didn't just lose the presidency. They lost Senate, Congress. But even worse, they actually lost more state seats, like governorships and
state houses, exactly.
Yeah, state houses, it's insane. It's like, whoa. I mean, you guys are committing political hari-kari. It's like, how can a party destroy themselves?
A thousand Democratic office holders have been lost since Obama was elected in 2008.
Well, maybe he's actually a secret destroyer of the Democratic Party because, you know, there was a comedian, a black comedian, who said, you know, tongue-in-cheek a few years ago, and he said, well, the next black president will be elected later in the 22nd century because they'll remember Obama. I mean, I thought it was pretty funny, although, to be honest with you, there's some very smart black people that should or could be president or vice president, and, you know, to say that skin has anything to do with it, it doesn't. In fact, if anything, a millimeter below Donald Trump's skin, he's blacker than Obama by a long shot, because he wants black kids to be able to walk to school safely.
My point is, let's stay on the issues that people cared about in the election.
Exactly.
No more regime change. No more American deaths and useless wars that benefit only
bankers,
contractors, and
bankers.
Yeah. No more free trade agreements that benefit corporations that shut down operations in the United States and move overseas.
Right.
No more allowing speculation with the promise that they'll get bailed out or bailed in if they lose money. Now, if Trump sticks to those things, and he doesn't get provoked every time some stupid liberal or stupid conservative like McCain or Lindsey Graham, phony conservative like McCain or Lindsey Graham, attack him. Stay focused. Stay on point. And that's how we're going to change
things. I think he's going to tweet it. He's not going to persist on it. I think he's got so much in his plate now. I don't think any president in history has done as much in the first week as this man. And I think it's going to continue. Now he's got his CIA director. He's going to have Tillerson. He's going to start moving forward, and you're going to start seeing the implementation of policy. I just want to see Glass-Steagall in there. I not only want to see what he wants to do with health care, which is going to come up real fast, probably by mid-February, but I want to see some of the things that I'm suggesting need to be done to make it the best plan in the world, which is to get rid of malpractice, to have portability of plans. I had a CENTCOM, former CENTCOM young man, just 2 weeks ago I talked to, who told me he's got medics in the military that can't even go ride in an ambulance, although they did surgery on the battlefield and saved lives. Like, what's going on?
Bill, and let me just, because we only have a few more minutes for me.
Go ahead.
I want to get back to this whole question of Glass-Steagall.
Yes.
I want your listeners who are passionate about changing the country and moving it toward this new paradigm.
Right.
The rejection of the neocons and the neoliberals. Go to our website, LaRouchePack.com. Go to the Get Active section of that and look and find the petition for Glass-Steagall. This was something that was started by other people. It wasn't started by us, but we're embracing it. We want people not just to sign it themselves, but to call their friends, go to their coworkers, their people in their churches, call your local talk shows, get this petition circulating. Let's put enormous pressure on the Congress, the same way the American people put pressure on the Congress to pass the JASTA Act and to override Obama's veto. The American people, when they're mobilized, will do things that are incredible. But the problem is too many people are watching Trump and saying, well, I hope he can doesn't get killed and he'll follow through on what he's saying. Don't wait for that. Help him. Help the country. It's helping yourself. And the more active you are, the more you become a geological force on the planet.
Well, you know, you made a very important just point now, which I don't think people missed it. As we see bipartisan support after he gets things done that makes Democrats and all Americans happy, the chances of a danger to Trump dramatically decrease. One of the ones I want to mention here, and just looking on Drudge, is Brexit's on the brink. The Parliament in Britain has to vote. This is before Theresa May, interim prime minister, comes over here. What do you think about that? I mean, why do they have to re-vote in Parliament when the people already voted on Brexit?
Well, Theresa May, Trump should be very cautious with her because she is run by the City of London.
Right.
I think one of the things that I was told is that Trump likes the English people, but he doesn't like the British government. One of the reasons was that he spent a lot of money to buy land in Scotland along the sea to build what he was going to call the greatest golf course in the world. And while he's in the process of building it, the British government stuck some ugly windmills into the ocean, blocking the view of people in the towers that were being built on the grounds of the golf course. And Trump doesn't forget those things. Right. He's got to be very careful with May because the whole strategy in Britain is delay, change the goalposts, change the discussion, and change the EU so that Britain will be more acceptable. And then secondly, they're trying to lock the United States into a free trade agreement with Britain. And Trump should be very careful about such a thing. So right. I would say proceed with great caution when you're dealing with anyone British. Remember Trump. Remember Mr. President. It was the British who came up with this dodgy dossier accusing you of unspeakable acts that Putin supposedly recorded. It was the British who were behind that.
Right.
And just remember that.
Yeah, it was MI5, MI6, and they, by the way, there's no such thing as an ex-agent. The other thing is the 20th century is the carnage of the British empiric policies of three things. Number one, the Russian Revolution, the Chinese Revolution, and the United Nations, which is a mess right now and needs to be revised as well as NATO.
Well, four things. The emergence of the neocon, neoliberal alliance in the United States.
Which, by the way, came from London, the City of London. I'm sure it didn't just originate in America.
Oh, it's Tony Blair and Thatcher. Thatcher softened up the conservatives, and then Tony Blair went in and wowed Clinton and Gore and those people into the so-called third way. It's been a disaster in Britain. It's been a disaster in this country. So, but Glass-Steagall, that's the protective mechanism that Trump has to go with that will protect him, protect the country, protect our honest, legitimate banks and our legitimate businesses, and create the basis for a real industrial re-revolution in the United States.
I think there's been a contraction of the mom-and-pop banks across the United States by about a third since Obama came in 8 years ago, which is really disastrous. It means the amount of credit available to small and medium business is really, really choking off because of this.
It sped up when Dodd-Frank was passed because smaller banks can't handle the paperwork.
Right. Big banks with battalions of attorneys can. And that's why also big transnational corporations can, because they just move their capital offshore and then manufacturing or whatever distribution. And, of course, there has been barriers in the past. So as a result, they just dump the product back here after they manufactured overseas. And it may not even be financially cheaper to manufacture it there because of transport, et cetera. Especially in China now, because the Chinese are literally trying to, how can I say this, arrest or block corporations from even moving their businesses to, say, Kerala, India, or Malaysia now. because they want a decent wage. So the Chinese are, they're in a real pickle right now. And, you know, people like Ma coming over here is a good businessman. He knows that if America starts making deals with these other smaller countries, China's not going to be the ideal place if there is any manufacturing or other activities overseas that's going to be ideal. You know, it's
well, I think Ma is a little bit higher level than that. His view is that the United States and China together would be an untouchable force for human development. And I think he has an idea that Trump thinks the same way.
The Chinese have a little different attitude that's more Trumpian. Their attitude is, yeah, we're not going to make Tier 1, Tier 2 science. We're going to go expand out into space. We're going to develop fusion energy. We want high-speed rail. We want total recycling. We want clean cities so we can see the sky and the sun and the moon. You know, they have an attitude that we should adopt here more in America, and we can help them to achieve that.
Well, people should go to LaRouchePack.com.
And we're going to have another guest next week on Tuesday. You'll be back the week after.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hear my heart burn.
Welcome back. We have Bill in Wisconsin. You have a question about your feelings on China. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me, Doug?
No, I can't hear you. Of course I can. Go ahead.
Okay, well, all right. I would question, first of all, I've listened to LaRouche. I've cooperated with them on a number of projects, specifically Glass-Steagall, okay, and I'm totally on board with that.
Right.
But I think they are completely naive, and I hope you're not, on what we're dealing with the Chinese regime.
Do you listen to all of the shows, or do you listen to some of the shows?
I don't listen to every show that you've
got. There you
got.
Go. Okay, now let me just summarize. Okay, stop for a second, Bill. Let me summarize what my point of view is. China has a two-child policy. That's horrendous. And part of the deal, just like with China dealing with the two, you know, they talk about one-child China policy with Taiwan. Taiwan has the second most rapid reaction air force in the world after Israel, before us. Now, part of the deal with China is they have a centrally controlled communist government, which is horrendous. They have 20,000 Lao Dai prison camps that, for decades, if you had one page of the Bible and tried to evangelize, you go to a Lao Dai prison camp, the first thing that happens is your tissue type, so your organs can be whipped out. When I was working in Georgia back in 87, 88, they tried to recruit me to work with Emory University because I worked not only in my private practice but the trauma and burn unit. And I had some pretty tremendously badly injured people, young people, doing stupid things like rock climbing without proper equipment. And they wanted me to make sure that I would, rather than trying to save their life, whip out their organs and send them to Emory and get massive amounts of money. Now, you have to understand, China can be dealt with. They can be dealt with on the trade thing. Why do we have them as most favored nation status? And I agree with you. China is a horrendous country. They're actually clamping down more against their people on the internet. They have a social rating system that's based on the idea that if you don't have a high social rating with the Communist Party, you're not going to get a job, even if you're equally qualified to someone else. So I agree with you totally. But this is going to go into the mix of Donald when he does negotiating. It's not just going to be an idea that Mr. Ma's great and he's going to be fantastic and Alibaba's great. Remember, Alibaba is the Chinese version of Amazon, which is a predatory marketing internet service company that, if they can get away with it, they would crush small business and mom-and-pop stores in the corner. So I totally agree with you. We can deal with these guys while we negotiate hard to get rid of their two-China policy. So if a woman gets pregnant the third time, they'll abort her right up to the moment of delivery. Even if it kills her, and of course it kills her baby. And yeah, I agree. We need to deal with a hardball with China, and believe me, Mr. Trump will. I agree with you. Glass-Steagall, yes. China, hardball game starts now, including with Mr. Ma. Okay, that's my stance. I hope you like it.
Well, I do. I do. That sounds pretty good.
They need
good.
Hardball, not softball, and we need to make sure they put it to them that it's not going to be an easy go anymore.
The problem is, LaRouche kind of lets...
Doesn't matter. We're the people, not LaRouche. We're the people.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.